Now, WMAL News at Noon. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Burns. Just as the Unite the Right rally was officially set to start in Charlottesville, police have now declared it an unlawful assembly and a state of emergency has been declared. There have been brawls all morning between white nationalists and counter-protesters there, with a lot of them looking like they came ready to do battle. Shields, helmets, bulletproof vests, even some self-described militiamen bringing what appear to be assault-style guns. Correspondent Kaylee Hartung is there.
We're just in one park, the park that's at the center of the controversy, where General Lee's statue currently stands. But throughout the city of Charlottesville, we've heard of other gatherings, protesters, counter-protesters. And, of course, you can't escape the images that were coming out of Charlottesville last night, a torch-lit rally led by the alt-right through the center of the University of Virginia campus.
The main rally was set to take place at Emancipation Park, formerly known as Lee Park, home to a statue of Robert E. Lee that the city is thinking about moving. Virginia's largest health insurer says it'll stop offering individual health insurance plans under Obamacare in Virginia.
Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield says the decision to leave Virginia was based on the shrinking individual market and uncertainty in Washington. Anthem is also reducing its other plan offerings. In all, the changes could affect around 200,000 people. Governor Terry McAuliffe says, quote, Congress and the administration must immediately take action to stabilize the health insurance market in Virginia and across the nation, or risk further harm to the millions of Americans who rely on the exchanges for affordable coverage. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Japan's now getting involved in the rising tensions between the U.S. and North Korea. It's deploying its missile interception systems in four different spots.
After that very specific threat from North Korea to Guam, saying that these missiles would fly right over Japan, what we saw from the Japanese government was a pledge to protect this country, moving those PAC-3 missile interceptors from central Japan to four different military bases in the southwest portion of Japan.
That's correspondent Kyung La in Tokyo. President Trump spoke on the phone Friday night with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Guam Governor Eddie Bazzacalvo. An editorial in a state-run North Korean paper this morning calls the current situation a tragicomedy of the U.S.'s own making. Meanwhile, another foreign conflict could be brewing. The president says he's not ruling out military action in Venezuela following the country's descent into political chaos. Pentagon officials were reportedly taken by surprise.
The president may have played directly into the hands of the Venezuelan president. President Maduro has long claimed that there will be a U.S. invasion, that there will be a U.S.-backed coup attempt against his government.
Correspondent Barbara Starr there. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch is being asked to decide whether Krishanti Vinaraja is eligible to run for governor. She's a former policy aide to Michelle Obama. Maryland law requires candidates to have been a registered voter in the state for the previous 5 years, but Vinaraja registered to vote in the district in 2010 and voted there 4 times since. Maryland State Board of Elections says she's also registered in Maryland and voted there in 2016. And if you've been waiting to wish upon a star, this is the weekend to do it.
NASA says the Perseid meteor shower reaches its peak this weekend with more falling stars per hour than usual. Current predictions call for up to 80 shooting stars an hour visible from dark locations in the early evening when viewers will be under a moonless sky. Once the moon rises in the east around 11 p.m. local time, you can expect those numbers to drop to about 20 to 30 meteors per hour. I'm Bill Michaels.
At 12:04, we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Steve Greenfield has an update for us.
This afternoon in Bowie, we have an accident at the intersection of Mount Oak Court and Church Road and an Upper Marlboro, a vehicle fire at Ritchie Marlboro Road by the Capitol Beltway's outer loop. Still major delays southbound on 95, now stretching from Route 610 down to Fredericksburg. You're looking at almost an hour of extra traffic. A down pole in Boyd's blocks off Darnstown Road both ways at Bucklodge Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More scattered storms around today as we get into the low 80s for a high, down to around 70 tonight. Tomorrow looking mostly sunny in the mid-80s. Monday we're overcast, highs in the low 80s, and Tuesday partly cloudy again in the low 80s. Right now 75 in Centerville, 78 in Beltsville. We're at 79 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC. An SEC-registered investment advisor.
The stock market hit another all-time record today.
As much as $10 billion in Social Security benefits go unclaimed every single year.
The Federal Reserve announced that they will raise interest rates by 250.
The skyrocketing cost of health care and retirement could now run $350,000.
Planning for retirement today is a whole new ballgame. It's loaded with challenges, obstacles, and trapdoors. But you can do this, and we can be your guide. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson. Straightforward and objective advice on how you could make your money go further in retirement. And now, here's your host, Ron Carson.
When it comes to investing for retirement, are you focused on the things you can control or the things you can't control? Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom. I'm your host today, Paul West. Ron is actually out on vacation, and he's left us in good hands because I actually have a co-host from the D.C. area, Scott Ford. And really, Scott, I mean, it seems like there's so many things that are totally out of people's control with investing. They really can't control what's going on in the stock market. They certainly can't control what's happening in D.C. with taxes, with interest rates. And you certainly can't control the cost of health care, long-term care, or other insurance. And you can't control how long you're really going to live. Now, you can do some things to help yourself. You can be healthy, you can eat well, you can exercise, all those things. However, if all you do is obsess over the things you can't control in retirement, you're going to be paralyzed with fear and indecision. And ultimately, you won't get anything done. A favorite phrase of mine actually is, if you're failing to plan, you're planning to fail, right? However, there are a handful of things you can control with investing for retirement. And as you'll soon see today, any single one of them could add up to tens of thousands of dollars, or possibly even more than that. So coming up on today's show, we're going to reveal the 9 things you can control with investing for retirement that ultimately can make your money go a lot further. So I'm joined today by my co-host, Scott Ford. Scott is part of the Wealth from Wisdom radio network in the D.C. area, and he's a leader in the movement of transparency, planning, and straightforward advice. Scott, welcome to the show here today.
Thanks, Paul. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and as we are prepping for today's show, Scott, it's fun to think about all of the things and ways for people to be transparent, how we can be straightforward in advice, and really why people should focus on things they can control versus what they can't control.
Yeah. On that note, I'm excited about this topic for several reasons. One, I recently read some data from a Cornell University professor. The guy's name is Carl Pillemer, and basically he wrote a book titled 30 Lessons for Living. And in that, he had asked hundreds of older people as part of this study, it was called the Legacy Process, what advice they would give as far as love, relationships, regrets, and so forth. And he was taken back by when he asked the question as far as regrets, what the pattern was. And what he expected was big ticket items like affairs or bad business deals or addictions or something like that. But over and over again, he noticed the comment or something like this: I would have spent less time worrying, and I regret that I worried so much about everything. And when you think about that, that's really today's subject, right? There's so many things we can't control and we end up worrying about, when really, if we just focus on what we can control and wrap our arms around, that's a much better use of time. And right, the greatest generation certainly ought to know, and that's their advice. So I'm excited about today's show for that reason.
Yeah, well, it's so interesting, Scott, as we think about all the different attitudes that people have. Anxiety is one. And what do people get when they have anxiety? They're just working themselves up over stuff they can't control. So let's really get into it today and talk about all of these things we can control. And the first thing is create a comprehensive financial plan. And really, I mean, saving for retirement for many of you is a great start. It's but what you do with that money that actually really matters. And not having a comprehensive plan for your money could really be a recipe that could create, you know, an entire life savings for you, or it could create concern. And very recently, Scott, I was actually at an amusement park with my family. And one of the things that surprised me, and I'm not saying in a good way here, was by how many workers appeared to me to be over the age of 70. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, were they working because they had to, or because they wanted to. And I'm not sure. And I wondered how many of them actually had put together a comprehensive financial plan to help themselves out. And if it was, I hope they were doing that because they wanted to and they liked working and they liked being engaged with people versus anything else.
Yeah. You know, when I think about a comprehensive financial plan or really a successful retirement and that being a part of it, I heard someone say there's really two things when you think about it. And the first is to make sure you have enough money to go to bed and go to sleep at night. And the second is having enough purpose still in your life to get out of bed excited in the morning. And I thought that was really sound advice, and it made me think of a mentor of mine who actually was in our line of business and was a World War II vet. He passed away recently, unfortunately. That said, he was 94, and he lived a really long, fulfilled life. And one of the keys when I think about this man that made his life fulfilling was he had a successful career. He still really, I would call it, tinkered a little bit in what we do as far as wealth management, but he had so many interests and passions. He'd be someone I'd have coffee and lunch with. And in his 90s, it would be a very engaging conversation. And it's because he had enough money to go to bed at night, and he had enough purpose to still get out of bed in the morning excited.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's important to wake up out of bed. I call it the alarm clock, right? How many of us set our alarm clocks, Scott, to go work out? I know you like to exercise, but what's two things that can happen that go wrong with the alarm clock? Oops, snooze, or shut it off and go right back to sleep. And I think a lot of people hit the snooze button on their retirement plan. And so it sounds so simple, yet so many people avoid it. And I think about, the alarm clock on working out. How many people on January 1st, they jump out of bed. They're excited. They've got a New Year's resolution. And then what happens? They stop going, and the gym's not as busy except for the regulars that have a full plan. Well, that's no different than many people as part of their comprehensive financial plan is they put it together, but they don't readjust it continuously or don't get back to it, and they let it collect dust out there. All right, so let's go to number two. Go ahead, Scott.
I just add something to that. When you talk about working out, I look at three things because when you think of a comprehensive plan, it can be overwhelming. So I break it down to three things, and that is balance, leverage, and timing. And so when you think about sports, we got a big fight coming up with Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, right? And so people are thinking,
who are you taking
between these two? So I think of that exact analogy, right? So I wrote a book years ago on jiu-jitsu because I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and it was about how that relates to wealth management and finances. And it's three things. It's balance, leverage, and timing is a key component to jiu-jitsu. But those who don't know jiu-jitsu, forget about it, but think of golf. You need balance, you need leverage, you need timing. In wealth management, it's the same thing. Balance is that plan. Leverage is the professionals working together and on the same playbook. And timing is having a strategy that can navigate any season in the market. So I just wanted to share that at the beginning because it can seem overwhelming, but it's really those three basic points, and you start with the plan.
Yeah, well, I think about, Scott, you've told me in the past about your jiu-jitsu. So if I went online today and Googled jiu-jitsu and then tried to become a master at it in a couple of days, is that even possible?
It's not. In fact, this is a journey that to go from start to black belt is probably 10 to 15 years.
Wow. Well, it's not similar. So, hey, you brought up Mayweather versus McGregor. Who are you picking?
Well, in this fight, this is a great question. I'm going to say Mayweather. Now, that said, if this was not a boxing match and it was anything remotely close to mixed martial arts, it's a no-brainer. It is McGregor, right? Because he's got jiu-jitsu and all these other things, right? But in this case, it's definitely Mayweather just because it's boxing and it's all he's ever done.
Yeah. Well, he's got multiple disciplines, which is important. So let's move into our second one. So what can you control? Second, making sure your portfolio matches your tolerance for risk. And Scott, this is so important today, and especially probably now more than ever, because we see volatility is at certainly had a low, and people are willing to take on more risk than ever before. And this can be a big trouble spot. We actually got an email in this weekend. And, you know, as a reminder, don't forget that if you want to send us an email question, we respond to every single one of them. You can email me directly at paul@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. Once again, that's paul@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. And we'll answer every single one of your questions, and we'll certainly share a few here today on the air. But this client was mentioning, his name was Al, that, hey, I'm willing to take on some more risk right now. What should I be doing, and where do you see areas of opportunity? Well, the answer back is you shouldn't. Just because you think you should doesn't mean you need to. And this individual didn't need to do that, Scott. And I think that's what happens is we're having a recency effect. The recency is the year of 2008 is now too far away. So it's no longer recent and people forget about not having a portfolio that matches your risk.
I agree with that. When I think of bull and bear markets or where we're at in the market overall, I have a chart that I reference frequently, and it just shows periods of secular bull and bear markets, right? And they average anywhere from 15 to 20 years. And it's just like nature. You're going to have them. But your point to the recency effect, if we look so far in 2017, about 96% of the sessions have ended with the S&P no more than 1% away from its previous close. We've not seen a market produce that margin of calm since 1972, and not seen a reading even 90% or higher since 1995. So it looks easy right now. It's very calm, but the market, that's not typical based on that data. And so to your point of recency effect, people I think are underestimating the risk in portfolios. And as an example, the market since 1928 has had a correction of 10% or more once every year. And so just a reminder, I just think people are taking on more risk than they recognize.
Yeah, and it's happening all the time, Scott, which is too bad. And especially as we look at it, think about all of you out there that have your retirement plans, maybe your IRA, your 401k, your 403b, whatever it may have. How much risk are you actually taking? Because right now you're doing the easy part. You're contributing. But getting your money out of it, that is a completely different story. So if you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you know what could happen? You could trigger an avalanche of taxes, penalties, and fees that could actually cost you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and maybe even more than that. So that's why we want all of you to know to take action before it's too late. And what we can do here on Wealth from Wisdom is help show you how to take action with a simple analysis. There's no cost to do this, so you really have nothing to lose. So if you've saved at least $100,000, call us at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. The truth is, some people will pay through the nose in taxes with their IRA, 401k, or other retirement plans. But the smart and savvy will legally pay far less than that. And which one would you rather be? So learn how you can save thousands on your retirement plan by calling 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Coming up next, Scott and I will spend more time revealing 9 things you can control.
He's seen good times and bad times, and he's got the gray hair to prove it. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
The breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Paul West on Wealth from Wisdom Radio, and I'm joined with my co-host, Scott Ford. And let's face it, you can't control what's next for the stock market. You certainly can't control what's next for taxes or interest rates, and you cannot control the cost of rising health care, long-term care. But one of the things you can do is control what you're investing for your retirement. Scott and I have been spending some time here today revealing 9 things that you can control when investing for retirement that ultimately can help make your money go further than you ever thought possible. And Scott, let's move into number 3. Number 3 is really coming up with a diversified plan on your income and looking at multiple sources. So one of the things we look at today is think about how your parents made investments. And they had much higher interest rates than we had here today. So they had CDs and savings accounts. But things are different now. And it's probably more challenging than it ever been before because we have a fully valued stock market. Some of us may even say an overvalued stock market at this point in time. And so the traditional go-to options that are out there and available aren't necessarily available today. So we need to help all of you come up with a plan and give you guidance on how to use diversified sources. Because we've said on the show before, I'm going to keep saying it, the last place you want to be is 85 years old, full of life and vigor, and flat broke. And it goes to in the prior segment, Scott, where I talked about when I was at the amusement park, were people working because they wanted to or because they had to at over age 70? And I think that's part of putting that plan together is how do you have diversified sources of income that you want to cover?
Yeah, it's a good point. Your comment on the safe savings that your parents used in retirement, that's just not keeping up anymore, right? So what are options that we're seeing working currently successfully? And I give you a couple that I'm seeing successful retirees use. And one would be dividend paying stocks for a way to diversify income sources. And then having those dividend paying stocks, writing options to bring in additional income on those dividend payers. And the third I would say is laddered bond portfolios to diversify that income. And I give you an example of that. Not long ago, I had a friend and colleague who sold his company for a handsome sum. It was several hundred million, actually, so it was quite a sum. But to that, I wanted to chat with him about how he invested the money and why he invested that way. And he started it saying this. He said, Scott, I'll tell you, the best decision that I made was putting together a laddered municipal bond portfolio to cover all of his income or at least basic income needs. And back to the earlier comment as we started the show of having enough money that you can go to sleep at night and enough purpose that you get out of bed in the morning, that was his exact point. He said, that was my best decision because I can go to sleep at night and sleep really well. And the other comment is back to the earlier as far as dividend stocks. Then once he knew that's in place, then he had invested in dividend stocks and wrote options on those stocks. So a comment on that would be, why is that important? So options bring in additional income. And this is how to think of it. When you think of a bell curve, right? You can remember back in school, the standard bell curve. So whether it's men's blood pressures or ladies' heights, you got this standard bell curve and you have outliers on the front and back end, right? Well, it's stock market's very similar. So if that's the case, if 66% of the time these stocks are middling, kind of trading where they want to be, then the right strategy would be a covered right, which would mean buy a dividend paying stock and write an option on it to bring that income in. So they would be my three takeaways, and that's my story to it. Dividend stocks, option writing on them, and a laddered bond portfolio is what we're seeing successful investors do right now.
Yeah, well, and it sounds like, Scott, people have to have a plan to put all of that together. Because what you just described are not simple techniques. And what people can't do is what I would say do one-offs, is how do they work in conjunction with each other? I mean, so I think about engineering and as people build things. And I was fascinated. I was on a family trip this last week. We were down in Table Rock and on the lake, and I got to go by the Table Rock Dam. And I was watching the dam and how they're releasing water, and you have to have the right amount of push and pull for the release that's happening there. And it was interesting as I was thinking about that, and I'm thinking about now preparing for today's show, is all of the planning that had to go in for that simple release of the water and the calculation. But they can't just every day release the same amount. They have to make a decision based on how much rain, the temperature, can the area below it actually handle that saturation? And it's just they have to come up with all the diversified ways to approach it and think about it, and no different from all of your plans there. By the way, Scott, one of our earlier segments, we actually talked about risk. And so I was out on the boat, and we actually had a chance to go cliff diving. And it made me think about the risk people will take. So we get off the boat, you swim in the water, you go up to these cliff areas, and you could choose. There was a 5-foot area to jump off of, a 10-foot, a 20-foot, and there was about another area about 40 feet. And it was interesting to watch, you know, from a 4-year-old up to people in their 70s getting out of their boats and jumping in. And I bet I could probably tell you what type of person they were depending on where they went and jumped off the cliff, on how much risk they were willing to take in their lives. And of course, watching my 14-year-old son run immediately to the highest one, I can tell you what level of risk he wants to take. But it made me think about people in their portfolios and the level of risk you're going to take. Examples like that in your life shows me a lot about your behavior and what you want to do, because investing isn't just about the X's and O's and the dollars and cents. A lot of it is the behavior that you have and how you're going to approach it. And speaking of behavior, one of the things that is of greatest concern is people hate paying taxes, Scott. And you and I know this as we work with people across the country and we give them guidance. So number 4, is you got to have a forward-looking, not rear-view mirror, but a forward-looking tax-efficient investment strategy to pay fewer taxes. And specifically, you know, you really have to look at, this is probably one of the most overlooked areas we have for investing. I mean, it could be one of the most profound impacts you have, but people want to do it on their own now and want to do taxes on their own. And I'm okay with that. I mean, if people want to approach it, but a lot of times they're just plugging the numbers in versus thinking about the ways to make next year's numbers look even better.
I would say that two things on taxes, and that is, number one, what I've seen successful investors and work with them on is a managed account. So you have a stock portfolio that you can let your winners run and sell your losers. And the benefit to that is you have the opportunity to tax loss harvest and let those winners run. Right. So that's one tax efficient. But first of all, why is it even important? And I think often overlooked, everyone's worried about returns. Yet if we're able to show where we can save taxes, that's returns immediately to the bottom line. So this is such an important strategy to get right. And people just, hey, what's my rate of return for the year? And though important and need measured, if we're able to save taxes, what a meaningful impact to the bottom line that's quite measurable. So it's crucial. Another area could be, I mentioned earlier, a laddered municipal bond portfolio. So if that's in your state, that could be tax-free income that we see people using. I'll give a word of caution here, though, and that is people hear bonds. I'm saying specifically a laddered municipal bond portfolio for some risk mitigation, but also some tax planning and techniques as far as that goes. The challenge that I have with the bond market is people are using that and they're using bond funds. And I'm hearing other professionals say use bond ETFs or bond funds. And I think that's bad counsel. And one reason is if you look at the current interest rate environment, we're in this raging 40-year bull market in bonds. Why? Because interest rates have been continuously falling, right? But if investors would go back to the early 80s, if they were invested in bonds then, very big losses or at least volatility in the pricing of that bonds in the early 80s. Well, guess what's happened since then? Falling rates means nothing but bull markets in bonds. So when I meet with investors, they're of the mindset of, that's my risk off. That's my risk-free investing is in bonds. And you know what? Here's the only way that's true. Number one is you have to have a default-proof bond, right? And you could argue whether the government's that or not, but that's number one. Number two, you have to hold them to maturity. And that's one of the challenges why I think it's bad counsel of people saying bond funds are the answer here, because bond funds don't hold them to maturity. They're trading those bonds. And number three, to have a risk-free bond, you have to think that the inflation rate is going to be the same or lower than your current bond coupon. And with where we're at in inflation and interest rates, that'd be a hard argument to make. So though laddered munis can make sense for tax planning and as part of a portfolio, realize the risk that you're taking on in certainly bond funds and bond ETFs.
Yeah, Scott, you're making some great points there, and people think bond funds or bond ETFs. You know why? It's like that red easy button. Let's just do this, and then we can set it and forget it. But that doesn't mean that's the right thing. And yeah, maybe over the last 40 years, that did work. But again, you got to have the forward-looking viewpoint as part of taxes and efficiency. And one of my favorite things to give guidance to people is they hate to sell something and pay taxes. Well, I also hate to watch people hold something and don't sell because they have a tax impact. And guess what happens? The value of their investment goes down. And it's been several years since we've had a down market, Scott, so people forget about that. And so I think it's something they have to watch. And what my favorite thing is from CPAs across the country here with me is we have no problem, you know, helping clients fill out their taxes, because if they have gains, that means they went forward. They didn't go backwards in their investment. And I think that's something important to look at. I mean, really, if you think about it, and believe it or not, how you structure your investments could have a gigantic impact on how much you pay Uncle Sam versus how much you keep actually in your pocket. The money you save could add up to a small fortune in retirement. And really, that time to create that strategy is right now. And we here at Wealth from Wisdom can show you how with a very simple analysis. There's no cost to you, so you really have nothing to lose besides the time here that we can help you either feel better about the analysis or help set you on that right path. So if you've saved at least $100,000 and you want to learn how you could even save thousands more, call us right now at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. You may not realize this, but when you retire, you actually have more control. Yes, that is more control over how much you pay in taxes than really any other time in your life. So learn how you can avoid this retirement tax trap by giving us a call at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Coming up next, listen to Scott and I tell you about one of the simplest things you can do right now to take control that could have a huge impact on your money and your investments. I'm Paul West with Wealth from Wisdom.
How could you make your money go further in retirement? Learn how next on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor Ron Carson.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Burns. A state of emergency has been declared in Charlottesville, and people are being ordered by police in riot gear to leave Emancipation Park, home to a statue of Robert E. Lee. The Unite the Right rally was scheduled to start at noon, but brawls broke out throughout the morning between self-described white nationalists and counter-protesters, with some bringing homemade pepper spray, shields, and other weapons. Photos from the park show police in riot gear arresting people who are refusing to leave. A new poll in Virginia shows more people would prefer the Virginia House of Delegates to be Democrat-controlled, 48% to 41, but that's a tall order, as Republicans have a 66-34 advantage right now. Robin McDougall at Virginia Commonwealth University says that's reflected in the amount of contested races this cycle.
There's more of an initiative from the Democratic Party to have name ID and races run in districts that potentially they might not have in the past. It has been known Republican districts, and they really haven't run a candidate.
VCU's poll in the governor's race found Democrat Ralph Northam with a 42-37 lead over Republican Ed Gillespie. At 12:32, checking back in with Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You want to watch for delays on the outer loop of the Beltway from New Hampshire Avenue down to University Boulevard, and speeds are in the teens south on 295 from Polk Street out to East Capitol Street. Inbound, New York Avenue packed on a Saturday from Florida Avenue towards North Capitol Street. On the southeast-southwest freeway, expect delays 6th Street out to Ohio Drive. Southbound, Jefferson Davis Highway, just past Hospital Center Boulevard, all lanes blocked, bad accident. Your northbound right lane is also blocked, and we continue to have major delays. Southbound Virginia 95 from Route 610 down to Fredericksburg. Almost an hour of extra traffic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still have some scattered storms around today in the low 80s for a high, down to around 70 tonight. Tomorrow looking mostly sunny in the mid-80s. We're at 79 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number. 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
health informatics graduate, Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate, Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts August 21st. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
It's true. There are many things that you cannot control with investing for retirement. But believe it or not, there are actually a handful of things that you can control. And any single one of them could mean tens of thousands of dollars in your pocket, possibly even more. Welcome back. I'm Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom. I'm joined here by my co-host, Scott Ford. And coming up in this segment, I'm going to reveal more of the nine things that you can control with investing that ultimately could help make your money go a lot further. And I think about this all the time, Scott, is people always get fixated on reasons why they shouldn't do something versus reasons why they should. And I try to help point people to go think about all the reasons why you should do something. Is it good for you versus why you shouldn't? That's just a human behavior thing. People tend to go to the negative more than they go to the positive. That's why we always talk about glass half empty versus glass half full. One of my favorite questions to ask people is related to that. So let's keep revealing these important things that can really help people have a huge impact on their money and their investments. So let's move to number five, and that is Social Security. You must have a strategy to claim your Social Security benefits. Your Social Security benefits, for many people, are the true foundation of your income plan in retirement. And really, if you take these benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands or even more than that of dollars actually on the table. And not only is it important for you to look at when, but how. When should you claim your benefits? How should you claim your benefits? And it's not only going to impact how much you pay in taxes, but this could also impact your Medicare premiums and so much more. And you shouldn't always just think about when do you become eligible for benefits, but if you have spouses or spouse and how you actually think about the timing of when they draw upon it, this is one of the most important things that you and your family can take account of as part of your overall income plan.
That's exactly right, Paul. When you look at the data here, stats show that the majority are taking their Social Security benefits early. So at 62, that's as early as you can take it. It's about 75%, I believe, is the number. Yet if you look at life expectancies, what's happening? We're living longer, right? So is that a wise decision? And I challenge it for several reasons. And one is you get this delayed credit, like 8% each year you're delaying up until the age of 70. And that not only affects you, but it affects your beneficiaries. So I'll see husbands at times taking it early, and yet if when they decease, that's affecting their wife the rest of their life as well. So if their wife was going to get their benefit and she lived to 95, or the roles could be reversed, that's not what's important. What's important is really figuring what's best for your situation. So that's certainly something to consider and look at. It's lots of money left on the table. I have a story to that. Had a gentleman come to the office a couple months ago with Social Security questions. And one of the things that we guided him in was just looking and doing an analysis based on his scenario, which, by the way, we have a software that does all this heavy lifting, as you know, Paul. So it was really easy for us to guide him as to help him make this decision. And what he found out is he was leaving over $700 a month on the table. His wife had filed. He was waiting to get his delayed credits because he was working. What he didn't realize is we were able to guide him with the software to say, hey, you could have refiled a restricted application enabling you to be getting $700 a month that he never would have gotten by waiting until 70. So he's still going to wait till 70, but we got him to file the restricted application. And he also went back to Social Security and said, hey, I could have been doing this for, I believe it was 2 years with the number. They actually did go back and give him 12 months worth. So that's an example of leaving money on the table. And again, get in touch with your current advisor if they have this capability. If not, reach out to us. We have software that does all the heavy lifting. As an example, this guy now is getting $700 more a month and is going to until age 70. So that's not chump change.
No, not at all. $8,400 a year. Imagine if that was set out as $1 bills on their table. This is a lot of money. And it just, you have to have the right decision. And it's not just about, Scott, going to the Social Security office, asking them. They don't know all the rest of the part of your plan. You do. Your advisor does. So you got to figure out how do you put them all together. Scott, I'd actually like to share with everyone an email we just got from one of our listeners here. And by the way, if you don't remember, you can actually email us anytime. We'll get back to you. You can email me at paul@wealthfromwisdomradio.com, and we'll get back to you and respond and let you know our thoughts. Any question is a good question. We'll help you out. So this was actually Walter, and by the way, not far from you, Scott, in the D.C. area. And so Walter said, hey, I'm 77 years old. I've got a good pension. I've got enough set aside. However, somebody's trying to say I need term life insurance right now. So they're saying I need a $200,000 policy. It's going to cost $1,000 a month. Is this a good idea? So, Scott, what do you think? Is this a good idea?
Well, the first thing I would say to that is share a Jack Bogle quote, which I'm actually a big fan of Jack Bogle, right? The founder of Vanguard. And Jack says, it's amazing how difficult it is for a man to understand something if he's paid a small fortune not to understand it, right? So when you think about someone who's selling life insurance, how are they compensated? They're compensated to sell insurance. And so it's that old adage that when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. I'm not saying whether this gentleman needs insurance or not. I am going to say it would be best to do the due diligence on his own or talk to a fiduciary who has no skin in the game and doesn't have something that they're going to try to sell him. Right? That said, I'll give you another example. And this is, I started actually my career in insurance and benefits planning with small business owners, and it did make me a bit not of an insurance company fan. And I'll tell you why, is I put in place some of these plans, benefit plans for these companies. And then some of these people got sick and needed the coverage, and the insurance companies were doing their best to deny the claim. And I was young, it was early in my career, but it jaded me. I thought, gosh, this is a business, and I get it is a business, but they're just trying to make money and not pay the claim. So insurance has its place, has its purpose. If the need is there, I would say talk to a fiduciary, decide is the need really there? Does he really have an insurable need? Is he even insurable? But definitely don't just take counsel. Get a second, third, maybe even fourth opinion, but don't just take that right away from someone who is paid to sell the policy.
Yeah, Scott, I mean, so from my vision standpoint, I mean, my knee direction was no, this is not a good idea. But we don't know enough about the situation. Is there maybe could be a good rationale? But, you know, at the side is, it's great to always ask someone, how are they getting paid? Because I think that'll help them. So let's move into number six. So another thing that continues to change is that you need to look at is you must have a plan for yourself for the skyrocketing costs of both healthcare and long-term care. So even take Walter, who's 77, that's something that should be right down his area of concern, because this cost continues to go through the roof. And I mean, I've shared this before, that a 65-year-old couple can actually expect to spend between $250,000 to $500,000. Yeah, you heard me right. That's $500,000, Scott, that somebody could spend on healthcare and medical expenses from age 65 on. So you got to have a plan in place. I mean, and I go look at the cost today of living facilities, assisted care facilities, Scott, and they're gigantic. So you got to have this as part of your plan.
Yeah, you do. And I did mention not being a huge insurance company fan, right? So starting with that as a base and being transparent, I am a proponent of long-term care where it fits, right? Because of the cost, even if someone can self-insure, this is an area that it's just numbers, right? If you're able to insure yourself for several thousand or more a year, is that a good investment? It's not a cost. And can that be a good investment to protect your life savings for you, your spouse, and your children, and leave a legacy that way? And so I would mention that. I would also mention liability coverage. As far as an umbrella, we're in such a litigious society. I do think looking at an umbrella liability is another area that could make sense.
Yeah, Scott, I think you're dead on. I mean, so as we look at the skyrocketing cost as number six, is you got to look at all the things that are right, but you need to run the numbers and don't just look at one carrier provider. I mean, we see this all the time. Scott, is people on the Wealth from Wisdom Network send us a quote and say, hey, is this good? Well, it's got to be compared to what? And it's got to be equally compared in terms of the benefits, the offering, the inflation riders. There's a lot that goes with it. And I mean, Scott, as we think about, we've been spending some time talking about Social Security benefits here as part of the show, is, I mean, do you know if you take it at face value, you could actually lose out, again, like on thousands and thousands of dollars. It just amazes me that people don't take advantage of this. And one of the ways to get the most out of this is you have to have a personalized and customized for you Social Security analysis. And you might expect that you got to pay hundreds of thousands or hundreds and hundreds of dollars for this type of analysis. But actually, if you're a listener of the show, this won't cost you a dime. So if you've saved at least $100,000, you can actually call us to get a complimentary customized Social Security analysis right now at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Don't leave thousands of dollars on the table. Learn how you can get the most from the Social Security benefits analysis. The worst thing you can do is figure out you're on the right path or have the right decision made. It's going to make you feel comfortable. So give us a call, 888-419-8513. Coming up next, we are going to reveal the last of the 9 things you can control as you invest for retirement that could ultimately make your money go a lot further here on Wealth from Wisdom Radio.
Trust. Transparency. Accountability. These are the values that drive Ron Carson and Carson Wealth. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group, right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all. Especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Hey, Safeway shoppers. Did you know you can redeem your gas rewards points at Sunoco and select partner stations? Keep earning while you shop at Safeway and start saving at a Sunoco or partner station near you. Just use your registered phone number when you fill up at the pump and watch the price roll back. Maximum gas rewards at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon in a single fill up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Is it possible you could pay fewer taxes in retirement and keep this money for yourself? You could. Learn right here and right now on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor Ron Carson.
If all you do is obsess over the things you can't control while investing for retirement, you will be paralyzed with fear and indecision, and ultimately nothing that gets accomplished. Welcome back. I'm Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom Radio. I'm here with my co-host, Scott Ford. And coming up in our final segment, we're going to reveal the last things that you can control while investing for retirement. And this could ultimately make your money go further than you ever thought possible. So, Scott, let's move into number 7. And that is, create a strategy to withdraw money from all of your retirement accounts. And why this is so important is, people forget, I don't know how they forget, but it happens, out of sight, out of mind. But when you're investing money in your retirement plan, Scott, is people forget they actually have to pay taxes when they pull the money out. And so you got to have the right plan in place between your retirement accounts, between your Social Security, which, by the way, you may have to pay taxes on also that people aren't aware of, or your other accounts. And so key considerations people are going to have to go through is, should I actually think about converting this to a Roth IRA? And it's not black and white. There's a lot of gray here in terms of figuring out not only what's your tax situation now, but where do you project it to be down the road. So you must, is number 7 here, is you must have a great strategy in place to put all those pieces together. So let's next move into number 8, is you must have a plan together to help protect the people you love. The number one thing people always say they enjoy most about life is their family and spending time with their family. And as they have their bucket lists of things they want to do in retirement, go on trips with the family, have more family dinners, all those things related. But yet not everyone spends the time to actually have a plan put together, Scott. So what are some of the things people can do to actually help have the right plan together from an estate perspective to help protect the people they love?
Yeah, so I'll give you just some examples of things or some hosts that I've seen that we've been able to guide and just shine a light on for clients and prospective clients when it comes to estate planning. So I've seen trust set up as an example. So the attorney's done a fine job in setting the trust up. You look at the document, seems like it's buttoned up okay. And then you see the accounts that the client or prospective client is holding, and guess how they're titled? In their name and not in the name of the trust. So they got this great document, but it's not worth very much because it's not funded. So it's just working with someone who's going to button those things up, make sure it's titled properly and it's taken across the goal line. I'll give you another example, having someone come through and having a trust set up for real estate and they are holding the property in this trust. They have insurance and it's insured. And guess how it's insured? It's in their name. So would the claim ultimately be paid? Likely, but you'd probably have lawsuits, you'd have lack of time, and you would have issues in getting that claim in grief when you really didn't need to have that. And that's just having someone who's being proactive, again, to take it the whole way through versus piecing a plan together.
Yeah. So one of the things I like to bring up as part of an estate plan is, and people think estate plan, by the way, Scott, and think it's got to be tens of millions of dollars. It could be hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars, is you got to have the right piece put together. And a lot of time, and we see this frequently, is people change jobs. So they go and they set up their new retirement plan and they're there. And so they need to set up primary beneficiaries, which, you know, for married couples tends to be, of course, their spouse. But then you have your secondary or your contingent beneficiaries. And people don't know their children or, you know, other family members or whoever they're choosing as their secondary beneficiaries. They don't know their Social Security numbers or anything like that. So they just don't set them up. And that's just a common mistake. And I think you should do it every time you get your retirement plan statement in the mail, or at least minimum once per year. Just confirm that your beneficiaries are correct on your account. That is one of the most overlooked things, and we see it all the time on the Wealth from Wisdom Network, is people don't fill out that contingent beneficiary, and it's something that they really need to look at. All right, let's move into number 9, the last one. And Scott, this has been a lot of fun today, sharing some of the best ideas here, helping people plan for retirement. But let's talk about number 9, and it's a very hot topic right now, which is people need to know what they're paying for their investment fees and overall expenses. There's so much in the media about this. There's so much online you can Google and read. But it's also, it's complex. People don't understand there's complex products, there's complex solutions, and there's so many advisors out there that are actually are not fiduciaries. Like we were telling earlier about the life insurance people were buying, was it in their interest or best interest or the client's best interest? Is people need to really understand from their advisor straightforward advice about what their fees and expenses are.
Yeah, agreed. And I want to end where I started, and that is we covered a lot of area. So just bringing this back, if listeners took three things away from my perspective, it's my comments. Again, think of Mayweather and the fight coming up here, right? Balance, leverage, and timing is going to win that fight. And so the point is, when you think of sports, it's balance, leverage, and timing. And in wealth management, it's the same thing. It's balance, leverage, and timing. So balance is that plan. Leverage is that team of professionals collaborating and working with one another, and timing is having a strategy to navigate any season that market brings your way. The key on leverage is having a team of professionals that you know what you're paying them and you know how that investment or payment benefits you, not them, right? That's where leverage is. So one of the keys is, first of all, figure out exactly what are you paying in investment management fees and expenses all in. Because again, that's bottom line results. If you're able to reduce that you take day one. And I'll mention this as well. We can easily share this. We have capabilities to show what are you paying all in and share that with you pretty easily. I'll give you a brief story, and that is, built a house a year ago. I ran into this exact same thing in the housing industry. All I wanted to know, we went through three builders until we landed on the third, because the first two wouldn't be transparent. So what I ended up finding out is there were fees wrapped up in the material and supplies that they were going to get comped on. One was outsourcing this, and I come to find out there was a commission they were getting paid. And not that any of that bothers me. I just wanted to know it. So I finally landed on a third of what I would consider as a fiduciary. He gave me a flat fee. I knew what I was paying. The irony is, it may have been more than I was paying the other two, but I knew what I was paying him. I knew how it benefited me, and it ended great. And I would say that's the same thing you need to look for in wealth management.
Yeah. Well, that made you feel comfortable, Scott. I mean, no one wants the feeling that they're being lied to or someone is hiding something. That is a big concern. But I also think an important part about fees and expenses is, don't try to do it all on your own unless you're willing to invest the time to actually make it happen, because you should, if you're getting value from a professional, whether it's your CPA, your attorney, your financial advisor, they should provide value for you. And because of providing value, there is a cost that goes with that. But if the value is being offered, Scott, it's something you need to look at. So don't just try to wipe it all out, but just make sure you understand. And I know, just like your housing experience, everyone's willing to pay for something if they see value associated with it. So it makes me think, for all of our listeners out there, can you really answer these two questions? One, do you know exactly when you can retire? Or two, how much can you actually continue to afford to spend every month in your retirement? And if you don't know the answers to these questions, or better yet, Scott, if you're not really confident about the answers, you could actually run through your life savings far quickly than you ever wanted to. So to help people get clarity, we actually have a 5-step retirement action plan. This personalized plan covers 5 essential areas that can help you make sure your money goes further, continues to go as far as you want it to in retirement. So if you've saved at least a minimum of $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first callers right now at 888-419-8513, and we'll help give you straightforward and objective advice that could help you make the most out of your money throughout retirement. Once again, that's 888-419-8513. 888-419-8513. I want to thank my co-host, Scott Ford, for joining us today on the Wealth from Wisdom Radio, and I thank everyone for listening. We'll see you next week.
Risk, Social Security, income, taxes, estate planning. Every week we talk about how to make your money go further in retirement, right here on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
The preceding program was paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program were not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station.